I've got a guest on the line here who's going to join us with a pretty cool story here in a second. And it's all about what we're doing Friday night. Veterans Day coming up in just a few days. And we've got a rock show and auction to support veterans who suffer from PTSD. And it was about an hour ago, we had Denise in here from the Brigadoon Service Dogs. And Denise brought in one of her dogs and kind of told the story. But we thought, well, you know, it might be really good to get a veteran in here who has one of the dogs. Ariane, can you hear me all right there?
I can, yes.
Great. And you received a service dog from Brigadoon earlier this year, correct? Can you hear me all right?
Sorry, you cut out just for a little bit.
Okay. You received a service dog from Brigadoon earlier this year, right?
That is correct.
And your dog's name is?
Mr. Chip.
Mr. Chips. How's Mr. Chips doing?
Oh, he's good. He's a good dog.
What kind of dog is Mr. Chips?
He's a standard poodle.
Okay. And now what does, Denise explained a little bit about this to us earlier this morning, but what does Mr. Chips do for you?
So he actually helps me just deal with any triggers that I either don't foresee or know is going to come up. And he's just kind of there to help me kind of just process through it. So he's on my side, and it's kind of nice just to have a backup, sort of like a battle buddy, Army. So we'll talk Army.
So you take him wherever you go, right?
Yes. For the most part, he always comes with me. That is correct.
Yeah. Denise was saying, you know, public settings can be really difficult at times. And just to have that dog with you.
So he's, you know, if I'm in a line and I don't like people behind me because I don't know who's behind me. So he can be there and I know that he's watching for me while I can process what I need to be doing at the time, like at a checkout or something, you know, or at the bank. So he's just there to help me know that I can relax just a little bit and not have to be so panic stricken about who's behind me, what's going on. You know, if I see someone that I might trigger me, he can just kind of nudge me a little bit so that I know, okay, we're safe. It's okay. And it's just a nice reinforcement for me.
Do you find yourself being able to go out in public more now?
Yes, I would say that since I've had him, I've done a lot more things and more things with confidence, knowing that I have something there to help me.
Yeah. And what branch of service were you in?
I was Army.
Okay. And how many years were you in?
7 years.
7 years in the Army. Okay. Right. And you come home and there's Mr. Chips. And as Denise was explaining to us, it's quite a training process. For these dogs, it's not just like something where they, you know, bring in a dog for a weekend or a couple weeks or go to a few classes.
Yeah.
I mean, your dog really goes through a lot and has to jump through a lot of hoops before they determine, hey, this dog's ready for Ariane.
That's true. Yes, he arrived at Brigadoon as a puppy, and so he is now 3 years old, and we got matched in March, so he was a little over 2 years when we got matched.
And that's
2 years of training. So that's just 2 years of training. He went to the prison for the incarcerated veterans to be trained there for a little bit. So he's been around way before I even knew he was there.
Yeah, and now have you talked to other vets? Is there a community of vets who have these service dogs? And do you have you compared notes with them?
We have my last class, we had about three or four other veterans, so we all stay in contact. I met a few other veterans from Brigadoon who also had service dogs, so it's just nice to know that we kind of just share stories of what happened or who approached us and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pretty basic in that way.
Sure. But this dog helps you get back out there in the world with everyone else and feel a little more confident. And so it's important when you get back here to be able to do that again.
It is.
And so that's go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, like a lot of veterans, we kind of lost our sense of tribe because we were so structured and we had, even if you didn't really like the person you were with, you always knew they were going to be with you, and you're in the same group. You always did the same thing. And then coming home is really difficult because no one understands that.
Right.
And then finding people to communicate or even relate to is very difficult.
So we would all like to see veterans feel a little more comfortable when they return home, and those mm-hmm. who are suffering from PTSD or need these service dogs, we would like there to be, you know, an abundance of these dogs ready to go. It costs money to do this. And so that's what this show is all about. It's,
great.
KISM and Lens Enterprises presenting the at the Underground Nightclub Friday night. Now, this is a rock show and auction as well to support the veterans. And Sunset Superman's going to be performing there, and the doors will open at 7, and then the music will get going at 8 o'clock. Now, I don't know, is that, Ariane, is that yeah. could you bring your dog? Would you be comfortable bringing Mr. Chips to that event? I don't even know. Yeah. Is that something you could do?
Yes, and I can, because it's a public event. So it's not a private residence where I'd have to get permission.
Yeah.
So it's nice, and, you know, and we're for the veterans event for Brigadoon, we're trying to raise money for Brigadoon, and Mr. Chips is a great ambassador as a Brigadoon service dog, and you get to see a final product and what they can do and what they can do for their owner. It's an amazing service from Brigadoon.
Well, I want to thank there's so many folks in the community who are helping out with this show, Chihuahuas, Dakota Creek Guns and Outfitting, also big in on all of this, and Rain Country Refrigeration, Panacea Automotive Repair, all part of this. Ariane, thank you so much for sharing your story.
You.
And there's a lot of great auction items, which we'll get into more later on in the show. That's a way you can help contribute to this deal as well. So it was really cool hearing your story, and I'm glad you're doing well, and I'm glad Mr. Chips is doing well, too.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ariane. And we'll be talking more about the show, obviously, throughout the course of the week here on the Brad and John Show. And then also coming up here in just a few, we want to tell you a little bit about a ride that we have put together for the veterans and how you can be a part of that.
More
Brad and John
next.
Any question?
KISM.